Let us then frankly recognize the issue with which we are faced. It is the issue of freedom. Our task today is to make freedom strong. Democracies love peace, and for that very reason, Hitler was able to attack them unprepared. It is true that we should all of us have taken alarm sooner than we did. We should have begun to prepare the moment the rise of Hitler revealed our danger, but we did not. And the result is a desperate need for speed, a desperate need for action. We let things go so long that we cannot now first build up our own defenses and then turn round to see whom we can help. We cannot spare a day in rendering assistance to all who are providing first-line defenses for us, and we must render that assistance even though it means a delay in building up the defense within our own shores. This is the fundamental principle of the Leasehold Act, which I have advocated, and it means, first and above all things, aid to Britain. It means that we must bend every effort to keep Britain afloat. And let us be very clear as to this fact. We cannot keep Britain afloat with mere words. We cannot keep Britain afloat with no risk and undelivered goods. Any such policy as that spells destruction. It is the most dangerous course that America could possibly pursue. We cannot defend freedom that way. It is hard, very hard, to face the terrible necessities of this situation. We did not want to take over Iceland, yet every man dedicated to the preservation of freedom must see that that move was absolutely necessary. We don't want to have to escort our merchant ships through the perilous waters of the North Atlantic, but the defense and the strengthening of freedom is going to require that also. And where the strengthening and the defense of freedom requires that we act, let us act like Americans. Let us act like a people who have known what freedom means, who value it, and who are determined never to be deprived of it.